Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Walk Through Talk with Leanne here on Life Coach Radio Network. I am super excited that you have chosen to spend some time with us here this afternoon. It is a fabulous day here in Los Alamos, New Mexico, on this beautiful Thursday, June the 4th of 2015. And for those of you who have joined me for the last 2 years now here on Life Coach Radio Network, I warmly welcome you back. And for anybody who is a new listener today, welcome, welcome. I am so grateful to have you here. So I want to tell you just a little bit about myself. I am a certified professional life and leadership coach, really focusing within the tapestry of adoption is what I like to call it. So if your life has been impacted in any way by adoption, I am here to be of service to you and help you really start to connect those missing threads in your life to establish relationships that really rock it and knock it out of the park for generations to come. I am also a well-being coach, and so do a lot with stress management and really enjoy working with business leaders as well as community members within this beautiful world that we live in. I am located in Los Alamos, New Mexico. I am in the secret city here up where the Manhattan Project was created and birthed, and so really love it in the mountains. And I bring in guests, as you know, twice per month, who I really see are walking their talk and living their legacy every day, because I am a firm believer that we do not just leave a legacy, we live it and walk it out each and every day. And I have the privilege of having one of these people who I see walking their talk with me here today on Walk Your Talk, Leanne. I am joined by Mr. Peter Shankman. Man, this guy I have been following for the last couple of months and had the privilege of meeting Peter in Albuquerque, New Mexico at a chamber event where he was the keynote speaker. And I was very enthralled and taken by Peter, his passion, his enthusiasm, and his commitment to raising the bar in customer service and really bringing it to the forefront of all of our minds. So this guy doesn't know how to sit still. I'm really anxious to bring him on live today, find out where in the world he is today. And he is a three-time startup entrepreneur with the same number of successful exits under his belt. He believes that to be the best, you simply have to be better than everyone's expectations. And in the world of customer experience, that's not hard to do. And Peter and I had a little conversation about that in Albuquerque when he was here speaking. And we're going to go ahead and chat about that today as well. So Peter is perhaps best known for founding Help a Reporter Out. A Reporter Out, excuse me, which changed how journalists gather news and how public relations is done. He has authored four fabulous books, one of which I am currently reading right now, and that is The Zombie Loyalist, Using Great Service to Create Rabid Fans. He was born and raised in New York City, and he still resides in Manhattan with a wife and a beautiful two-year-old child, and I guess a 15-year-old cat, maybe we'll hear about today. And when he's not flying around the world giving speeches or competing in Ironman triathlons, he's jumping out of planes. And I've so enjoyed his photos that he continues to post. He is a licensed skydiver with over 500 jumps. And without any further ado, I am super excited to welcome to Walk Your Talk with Leanne, Peter Shankman. Welcome, Peter.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my goodness. It is such an honor to have you join me here today. And so where in the world is Peter Shankman today on this beautiful June day?
Today, I find myself in New York City in my office for a change. It's rare, but I actually am here today. And I'll be here for another couple of days, and then I'm gone come Sunday.
Okay. Well, fabulous. So we are going to offer up a phone number. If any of our listeners would like to call in and share with either Peter or myself, Leanne, I want to offer up this phone number. It's 646-716-9397, and I will bring you into the queue in our studio. And so, Peter, you know, it's no joke that we met back in April in Albuquerque, and I believe it was maybe even on April Fool's Day. It was somewhere in that first week, but I was no fool for being there and hearing you keynote speak. And I was so impressed with your passion and drive that you brought to the table in Albuquerque. And oftentimes we hear a lot here in New Mexico that customer service is faltering and it's on the back burner here in this glorious state of enchantment. In fact, one word that I heard this week from a local was, this isn't the land of enchantment, this is the land of entrapment. Ouch! That's what some people think about New Mexico. So to jump us in, I'd like to hear your thoughts on that topic.
I thought it was beautiful. When I was there, I thought it was gorgeous. Had a beautiful time there. It was gorgeous to look around and see all the, there's just so much space. My God, so much fresh air and space were really, really pretty amazing.
Isn't it? I just so agree with you. You know, we have been here for 9 years now. We moved here. My husband is a project manager at the Los Alamos National Laboratory. And me, I am a certified professional coach, and we came here and I have learned a lot being here just about customer service. And one phrase that was shared with me, Peter, from some locals, besides the instead of land of enchantment, land of entrapment, which kind of rubs me a little bit wrong, right? Just because I just hate to, but I really heard that if you love Los Alamos, it'll love you back. And I've embraced that real phrase and perspective on choosing to remain here in Los Alamos and really come to bat in full swing. And so tell us more about what you have seen as you travel this world and speak to different communities. Is that entrapment and that negativity, does that permeate a lot of what you have seen?
I think there's a lot of negativity out there. I think people in general just almost enjoy being upset. You know, it's like if they don't have anything to bitch about, they don't really find value in their lives. And that's kind of upsetting to me. But I think the best way to deal with that is just to continue to be happy, you know, and I choose to be happy, as it were. And, you know, you can make your choice to be miserable or to be happy, but either way, time's going to pass. And so it really comes down to what you prefer.
You know, I agree with you on that, and we do have a choice. And so tell us a little bit more about you, Peter, because this is Walk Your Talk with Leanne. And, you know, this time that I have with you, I certainly hold in high regard. And so I would love to hear what drives Peter Shankman. What allows you that place of being happy?
Good question. What drives me? I think the concept of just having fun, always trying to have fun, trying to have a good time, trying to do things that are enjoyable, that I can just have fun with, you know, and if I'm lucky enough that I can make a living out of that, well, it's a nice bonus.
Wow. Well, that's, yeah, I love that, having fun. And you certainly know how to have fun by the photos that you've seen. So what are your top three ways that you like to have fun? Inspire us.
Well, definitely jumping out of airplanes, skydiving is always a good one. Exercising, and then I think, of course, spending time with my daughter, I think is probably the best one.
Oh, I love that. And you have a beautiful little girl that I've seen pictures of. And what is her name?
Her name is Jessa. She's just over 2 years old.
Jessa, what a fun age. And it's a terrific two. You know, a lot of people, here we go again with that choosing to look at it more from a joyful place. It can be a terrible two or it can be a terrific two. And I can just imagine that you and Jessa have absolutely beautiful times together.
Well, that being said, she's still a pain in the ass. She's still 2 years old, but she's a lot of fun.
Well, I've raised two kiddos of my own, and they are grown and married now, and I am a recent grandmama of an almost 8-month-old, and oh my goodness, what a delight kiddos are.
That's great. Congrats.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a real exciting time, and I'm very, very fortunate and blessed that I have them in Albuquerque, actually. So when I came to see you, it's always fun. When I came to see you in Albuquerque, I'm able to swing over and see my grandson. So it's pretty exciting.
That's great.
Yeah. Well, great. So, you know, another question that I have for you, Peter, today is, what are your guiding principles? You know, you talk a lot in your books about being of service to others and really finding, you know, one phrase that I love that you say that I have often said to people is, hey, what do you have going on and how can I help you? I love that phrase and really respect that about you. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I think that at the end of the day, my goal in life is really just, you know, my philosophy is really just to be good to people. To be good to people, to do good things. It's funny, I share the same philosophy as a guy who starred in the Showtime television show Gigolos. So I actually share the same life philosophy as a paid-for-hire male escort named Brace, and his philosophy was to be good to people and to have fun while doing it. And while I'm not a male paid escort, I do believe that his logic is actually quite good.
Well, I love that. You know, that really is inspiring because we can be good to people and have a good time while we do it.
No question
about
it. You
know, as a coach, absolutely. And, you know, oftentimes I see, you know, when you look at the workforce or, you know, life in general, most people spend a great deal of time focusing on what's wrong, right? They can look at what's wrong with their family, their jobs, the work project, a colleague, even their relationships. 50% of the people in our workforce, right, out there would choose to quit their job if they could.
Yep.
Ouch. There's another. Yeah. So what do you think about that?
Well, and I mean, what kills me, because, you know, you're sitting there and I had a friend once who did that. She bitched about the fact that she was just incredibly pissed off about her job, and she was pissed off at how happy I was about mine, you know, and I'm just like, why don't you just quit? Why don't you do something you'd prefer to do? Do something you like better, you know? And it was crazy. I waste all that time getting upset and getting angry when you could just be happier, you know?
Well, and to be able to shift that. Yeah, you know, and I'm, you know, so I don't want to, you know, accuse either one of us of having the Pollyanna attitude, right? But oh my goodness. We can use that stress that we have and shift it into something that allows us to jump out of bed in the morning and get excited for our day rather than kind of remain there under the covers really unmotivated, right? We can totally do that. And so how does Peter Shankman stay motivated?
How do I stay motivated? It's a good question. You know, pizza helps. But no, I think that you know, for me, it's just about, again, it's looking at the basics and saying you have two options. You could be miserable or you can go get something done. I have a friend of mine who's a Navy SEAL, and he's always tells me that every time you believe that your body is giving out, it's actually your head, and that your body can take a lot more than what your head thinks it can, you know, 75% more of what you could still do. So it's pretty crazy in that regard. So, you know, that being said, there's really no point in giving up because chances are you're nowhere near finished yet.
Fantastic. No, I love that phrase. Hey, we have a caller on the line. I'm going to see if they are just in listening mode or if they'd like to speak with us. Is that okay with you, Peter?
Sure, sounds great.
Okay, great. 256, you are live with Leanne and Peter. Do you have a question, thought, or comment for us?
Or not.
Okay, or not. That is great. We're glad you're here in listen mode. So, Peter, you know, you shared just about that Navy SEAL friend of yours and that our bodies can take 75% more. And another thing that you shared that I thought was super interesting was your Navy SEAL friend shared that it goes into your head, right? It all kind of starts there. And as a coach, that's a lot of the work that I do, right, is we help people understand and identify what their core thought is. And yep. Oftentimes that thought will keep them stuck in some way. And, you know, it moves them into some kind of an emotional response, right, which then produces some kind of action or inaction.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. And so I love to work with that when I am working with the folks that have sought out a coach. And I'm real curious, so here's another curiosity question for me. Have you ever sought out a professional coach in all of your years in business?
I never used a coach, but I have a lot of friends who have, and they say great things.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just so curious. Thank you for taking time to answer that. I love this profession. It certainly has allowed me to meet very interesting folks and influential folks such as you, as well as help people to move forward in their lives. And so I want to kind of jump back just a little bit here to your successes and some of the businesses that you have founded. And being as I am introducing you to so many of my listeners here on Walk Your Talk with Leanne, tell us a little bit more about you and the Geek Factory.
Well, the Geek Factory is my holding company where all my crazy ideas come from. And I'm just a guy who's gotten lucky. I started a company called Help a Reporter Out, which connects journalists with sources all around the world. That grew really, really fast. That was acquired. I am now, what else do I do? I write books. I'm a talking head on television. I'm having a lot of fun. I'm very fortunate.
Well, yeah. Well, you really are, but you didn't get there by accident, right?
No, it's true.
It didn't happen to you. So you were pretty purposeful, I can imagine.
You know, I think that at the end of the day, you just want to have fun. And like I said in the beginning, and so, you know, everything I've done has been about having a good time, but making sure that everything I do is there's a goal for it, there's a reason for doing it. You know, you want to make sure that everything you're doing is beneficial for you, you know, and that it's helping not only you but helping the world and helping people and, you know, trying to make the world a little better place, for lack of better words.
No, that's great. And so, you know, I really hear a lot of the work, right, that we do as coaches is we help people identify their values. And one thing that I keep hearing coming to the top for you, Peter, is you value fun and you value service. And the other thing I get from reading your book, The Zombie Loyalist, is you value connection.
You have to value connection.
Yeah, how true is that?
I think the concept of connection is interesting because a lot of people tend to, what's the best way to describe it? The majority of people really tend to be, you know, what's in it for me? What can I get out of what I'm doing? And if you ask yourself, what's in it for other people? You know, what's in it? How can I help other people? That actually tends to benefit you a lot. Cause you'd be amazed what comes out if you're willing instead of saying what can I get out of it, you know, saying how can I help other people, the benefits usually are much, much higher than everything else.
Oh, absolutely. You know, each year, Peter, I choose a word that I focus on. Last year in 2014, my word was impact. And this year, my word is collaboration. And when I think of connection, I think of collaboration, and I think of that beauty that we have as influencers in this world to really help people connect with not only their vision, but others who can help support and encourage them along their journey. And yep. So I would love to hear who has been one of the most interesting people that you have collaborated with or made a connection for in all of your years in business.
I think that's a good question. You know, I've met tons of people, all of whom have benefited me in one way or another, and all of whom I have tried to benefit. But I think it's a really good question.
Thank you. I'm throwing them at you.
Meeting, I think working with charities has always had a place in my heart. So when I met, you know, meeting people like the head of Best Friends Animal Society, things like that, allowing me to sort of choose how I choose to spend my time, you know, and spend my time helping people, I think that's beneficial.
Mm-hmm. So in what ways, so you shared the Best Friends Animals, so in what ways did you connect and collaborate and really serve them?
I am a volunteer for them, and I've raised a lot of money for them for their you know, for their both their care in at their main compound in Utah, as well as local facilities around the world. So it's nice. It's nice to be able to do that.
Absolutely. You know, we had a fire here, Peter, in Los Alamos a few years back, and we were evacuated. Our town was, and we have a couple of dogs, and we needed to get out of town because they were even having a hard time breathing, right, because it was so smoggy. And there was advertisements all over that the Santa Fe Animal Shelter was offering free care, free food, and a way they were accepting donations, right, to
That's
help
great.
Care for these animals. Yeah, it was just such a great opportunity to give to them, to serve, and to use their services for so many people. Our town is only 18,000 people, but there was a lot
yep.
of us who had to leave what we call the hill, right,
yeah.
and know that our animals would be taken care of. And there were some, you know, who were just found on the streets that the shelters open up their doors to. So thank you for being a contributor to that whole idea.
Definitely.
Fabulous.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Well, you know, we had a question come up on my Facebook page, Peter, when my listeners were hearing that you were going to be joining me today. And we all agree that you are just a huge influencer. And we love the way you use humor in social media, and that you really are this connector and collaborator. And so I would love it, and I know my listeners would too, if you could share with us three tips for building influence in ways that can create a successful business and a profile as an expert in your field.
The first way is to figure out how you can help the media, figure out how you can reach to the how you can reach out to different people in you know, different industries and in the media, and offer your advice, your assistance, your knowledge. You know, if you can give that to them, you have the ability to share that sort of for them and say, hey, here's what I can do, here's how I can do it, things like that. You also want to be able to be that person that people go to when they're looking for advice and looking for information. If you can give them that stuff, then they are a you always become the number one people go to.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's two. So figure out how we can reach out to the media, serving our industry, and give it. You know, I love that idea, Peter, about living generously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do a lot of pro bono coaching. I do coaching groups for the adoption community as well as women entrepreneurs in my region. And I think that there is such a gift that we get back when we give generously and are not willing to withhold information that could help benefit another.
Yep.
So in what ways have you seen that benefit you?
You know, almost everything I've done has been involved with, again, trying to help people and trying to see what I can do that benefits people. And from that, I've been able to, you know, almost all my successes come from that. So, you know, again, it takes me back to the
the belief that if you work, if you do your goal of trying to be helpful, then you wind up, it winds up coming back to you, you know, tenfold.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we reap what we sow oftentimes,
yep.
Don't we, Peter? Yes, we totally do. And you've definitely experienced that success from your generosity. And so your number two point was to be the go-to person. Be that expert. Be that number one. How do you and how did you establish yourself as kind of that PR expert?
I think for me, it was really just being there when reporters had questions, you know, being able to answer them almost immediately and not, you know, not, you know, when you say you're going to get back to them, you get back to them immediately. You know, too many people take their time and, you know, oh, I'll get back to you. And, you know, 3 days later, 4 days later, you know, reporters don't have that that luxury.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I love that, that being responsive. You talk about that a lot in your book, right? And
mm-hmm.
the other quote that I loved from your Zombie Loyalist book was, you get the customers you want by being well beyond awesome to the ones that you have.
Yep.
And so if you're working with a reporter or a client or another influencer in this world, you really want to be beyond awesome.
No question about it. You know, and you see so many people who... If we expect to be treated like crap, all you have to do is just be a little bit better than that, and you'll win every time.
Right. You know, and I love that. You and I shared, Peter, in Albuquerque, a little bit of interaction when you were keynoting with us at the Chamber, and I had just come back from a conference, the American Adoption Conference, in Boston, and had an experience on the airline. Do you remember us having that interaction on
yeah,
the podium?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I do indeed.
And you shared, what's that?
I do indeed, yeah.
Yeah, and you shared being just a little bit better than that. Can you talk more to that real quick before we go on?
Well, you know, I have great stories about that. My favorite was probably Hertz Rental Car, where they all they had to do was just, you know, five different people could have helped me solve my problem, and none of them chose to, so I wound up... I wound up moving over to Avis, and now I'm with Avis, and I love them, and they're awesome, you know, pretty easy.
Absolutely, you know, and just like I expected from the airline, you know, you brought up a great point in Albuquerque, Peter, when you shared, wow, you actually got your luggage at the destination, and we all think that's good service.
Right.
And, you know, that is just part of what they've committed to do for us. Not,
yep.
You know, and so we just remember that. So just being a little bit better than crap really does make a huge impression on the people that we desire to serve.
Yep.
Well, thanks for that. And so what would be your third hot tip for us today? And then we're going to take a brief break. But your third hot tip for building influence in ways that create successful business.
I'd say reach out to your audience when you don't have anything to sell, but you're just looking for something to help with. And it's interesting. You can when you don't have anything to sell and you're just trying to help, people are amazed when you reach out to them just saying hi.
Wow, I love that. So, you know, for me, as a professional coach, what thoughts do you have for me as the Walk Your Talk coach? My business name is Legacy Now Lived. I have you as a captive audience right now. How can I, Leanne Parsons, create zombie loyalists in my sphere of influence on top of those three things? What would you tell me as a woman in business?
Well, I don't know if I'd have the, you know, audacity to do that, not being a woman myself. You know, it's probably best that I don't start offering ideas on the best way for a woman in business to survive. I could tell you, though, that it's probably not much of a difference in terms of what I do as a guy, which is just try to be honest, be a good person, and help people when you can. You know, I think that whatever your gender or however you self-identify, just doing those things is probably, you know, there's nothing necessarily wrong with that.
Fantastic. You know, I really, what really comes up for me when I hear you say that is being customer centric and, you know, walking in integrity.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really what it comes down to at the end.
Absolutely. And, you know, you talked a lot about being responsive immediately. You know, it's pretty interesting. I just had a customer service experience just yesterday on the phone with a couple of different companies, and I won't speak who they are, but one I got great customer service from, complete follow through, and someone who is going to be following through with me in a week's time, and we set a date and time 1 week from now. And mm-hmm. the other company that I was dealing with on the same issue absolutely said, well, there's nothing else that we can do for you, Mrs. Parsons. Thank you very much and have a nice day.
Crazy,
wow.
Huh?
Pretty contrasting right before our radio show together. I thought it was really kind of symbiotic to have that experience, right? Just not even 24 hours ago.
No question about it. Yeah, really amazing.
It is. It's just right out there in front of us. And so I'm going to take just a brief moment, Peter, and give a commercial announcement here for Life Coach Radio Network. We do have some upcoming shows here on Life Coach Radio Network that I want to let our listeners know about. On June the 5th, you can create your bliss at 12 p.m. in the afternoon right here on the network. On June the 7th, at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'd like to introduce you to my friend and colleague, Mark. He is a life and business coach, and he has a show called Mark My Words. And so you can join him here on the 7th at 9 p.m. Also, on June the 18th at 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, you can find me here again, Leanne Parsons, the Walk Your Talk coach. And I'm super excited. I get to introduce you to Mr. Jonathan Catherman. And Jonathan is a leading education consultant and a trainer specializing in the character and leadership development of youth, working primarily with young men in his new book called Manual to Manhood, How to Cook the Perfect Steak, Change a Tire, Impress a Girl, and 97 Other Skills That You Need to Survive. And I had the opportunity to meet Jonathan here in Los Alamos when he was here speaking. And just have really enjoyed reading his book and getting to know him. And so I invite you to join me on June the 18th, 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, right here, same time, same place, on Walk Your Talk with Leanne. And so, Peter, welcome back to Walk Your Talk with Leanne. Thanks for hanging in there with me. And again, just am so grateful for your time here with me today, Peter. You are a very, very busy man. So welcome back.
Good to be back.
Fantastic. And you are a core influencer in this world. And, you know, your story that you shared with us live in Albuquerque about Martin Steaks, right? And, you know, you shared a little bit about rental car companies here. You know, love to hear what, you know, I talked to you about what your motivation was, what drives you. But I'd love to hear your life motto and how you, I know you give a lot, but how do you live that out in your personal life with your family?
Good question. I think you know, best piece of advice I can give there, we have a rules, we call family rules. And it's like, you know, you can't go to bed mad, you can't, you know, never stop loving each other, you know, things like that. And it's just basic common sense stuff that I just don't think enough people talk about. It's not, you know, all these questions, it's not rocket science. It's just being a little bit better than normal.
You know, it's really true, but a lot of people, Peter, are really unconscious about how they show up every day. And that's one
of
my jobs as a coach. What's that?
A lot of people are idiots.
Well, I don't know that they're necessarily, well, you are entitled to that word. I give it to you. Totally.
I think at the end of the day, what it comes down to is a lot of people don't care enough. If people cared more, it would show in their style.
You know, that's so true. We don't care enough. Oftentimes we have been burnt by caring. And a lot of people get really angry and stressed out. And that stress can show up in all kinds of goofy ways, right? It can make us really anxious. It can make us restless. It can produce a tremendous lack of motivation or focus. You can get really irritable, really sad. All those things can happen because we've stopped caring, not only about others, but about ourselves.
Yep.
And, you know, that's unfortunate because we need world changers. We need core influencers in this world, and we need people who are willing to step up to the plate and live full out. And I see you as one of those guys.
Well, thank you. I'll try. You know, at the end of the day, like I said, it's about having a good, something positive. Mm-hmm. You know, if people want to think of me as an expert for that, I'm certainly not going to argue with them, but, you know, just got to try to do the right thing.
Right. And we're all on this journey together. And, you know, I'm of the belief system, Peter, that everybody is my student and everybody is my teacher. And, you know, I've learned a lot from you, hearing you speak, reading your material, and now here on the radio. And, you know, thinking about the fact that you have been in business for a long time. You know, I love your story about the Titanic. And so for those of my listeners here, I want to be sensitive to your time, but could you share with our listeners a little bit about what happened the year that movie came out for you and how it really launched you into being a public servant and an entrepreneur?
I had this great idea that I could, that other people had to hate that movie as much as I did. So I had 500 t-shirts printed up that read, "It sank, get over it." And went into Times Square, figured I could sell 180. I'd make my rent money back, sold 500 in 1 hour, in 6 hours, and sold 10,000 on the web. And that's how I started my career. And it's, you know, a crazy story, but it wound up being very, very successful for me.
Right, and you really utilized your creativity and your unique giftings. You know, I'm also a firm believer that we are all created special with unique gifts to give this world. And part of yours is that gift of laughter, candidness, enthusiasm, and excitement for everything that you do. And we just so appreciate that about you, Peter. And my last question for you, because I know you're on a little bit of a time crunch, so I would love to know what advice you would give yourself, say, 20 years ago. What advice, knowing what you know now, what would you tell your younger self?
It gets better.
Talk more about that.
That it gets a lot better, that you know, the things that you do, that you expect, you know, the downsides of things, the things that people getting upset, or the, you know, the haters, whatever, you know, just keep doing your thing, and life does get a lot better, and much less frustrating, I think is a good way to put it.
And so what about your 10 year ago self? It definitely gets better, your trust in the process. What about 10 years ago?
I don't know. I was just having a lot of fun back then, you know, and so I don't know if there's any difference between my 10 year self and now. Well, maybe I would have, I would tell myself to, you know, that as you get older, you your ability to recover after a hard night out gets worse.
Okay. Well, that's an important hot tip, right? And so you said that you spend some time, you enjoy fun, you enjoy exercise. So is that one way that you keep yourself in momentum and moving forward?
Yeah, it is. It is. I definitely try to keep myself going like that. You have to.
Fantastic. So what's next for Peter Shankman? Where are you off to? And, you know, what do you got going on currently, and how can I help you?
Well, I'll be on Fox News in about an hour. And then
okay. What are you talking about?
I don't know yet. They usually give me the topic within 5 minutes to go. And then after that, I am I'm heading to I'm in Florida this weekend for another speech on Monday. And then I think I'm in Tokyo in a couple of weeks. So, you know, busy stuff, but having a good time.
Well, fantastic. And so how can Life Coach Radio Network and the Walk Your Talk Coach continue to support you on your endeavors and what's near and dear to your heart, say, for the remainder of 2015?
Well, just keep an eye out for people looking for keynote speakers. You know, that's what I do. So let's keep doing it more.
All right. Well, fantastic, Peter. And, you know, I really do appreciate your time, and I know you are on a crunch here, so I want to release you, but please tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you, find out more about what gets you up and running every morning.
Yeah, well, they can find me. My entire life is at Shankman.com, and I'm at Peter Shankman on all of the socials. So that you can reach me any way you want, and I think, you know, just like I said, keep trying to have fun. And you'd also be amazed what happens if you get up a half an hour early. It can really kind of change your life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So curious, what time do you get up in the morning if you say get up a half hour early?
I get around 4:45, 5 o'clock.
Okay. Wow. And I can just imagine, knowing what I know about you, once your feet hit the ground, you're pretty unstoppable.
No question.
No question. Well, thank you, Peter, very much for joining me here on Walk Your Talk with Leanne. It has been a delight. I look forward to continuing to follow you to learn more about public relations from you and to grow in my own service to the clients that I'm so passionate about serving. So really, truly thank you. Yeah, very, very, very much. It's been an honor to share space with you today.
Yeah, my pleasure. My pleasure. Stay in touch.
I will do that. You do the same, Peter. Enjoy
you
your Fox News and all of your travels, and kiss that baby. Lots and lots.
Will do. Will
all
do.
Right. Take care, my friend. Until next
Bye-bye.
Time. All right.
Bye-bye.
Again, everyone, thank you so much for being here with me, Leanne Parsons, on Walk Your Talk with Leanne here on Life Coach Radio Network. You know, I really do love to be of service to my community and to my listeners. You know, I'm a connector, those of you who know me well, within the tapestry of adoption. I love to empower, educate, inspire, and learn from each of you. I have a lot of shows that I have archived on business building as well as the tapestry of adoption. I invite you to jump to my website, thewalkyourtalkcoach.com. And you can also find me on Twitter and LinkedIn. You can find me on Facebook as well as Pinterest. And I do desire so much to learn from each of you. If there are folks in your world who you see really walking their talk and living their legacy every day, please have them reach out to me. I would love to speak with them and get to know them. I want to let you know about some upcoming fun events in my world that are currently taking place. I am a certified professional coach. I am just oh so close to getting my well-being specialist certification through the Institute of Professional Excellence in Coaching, otherwise known as IPEC. I am super excited to be joining with them to bring well-being coaching to the world all around me. You know, we all experience stress. And I believe, just like Chuck Swindoll told us, life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we respond and react to that. And so I would love to work with you, have further conversation about your well-being and how you walk into every day and start to reduce some of that stress that holds you back from being the best you. I also would love to connect with you if you have been impacted in any way by adoption. Maybe you're a birth mom. Maybe you are an adoptive mom. Maybe you are an adoptee yourself or a natural or birth father. Please reach out to me. Let me hear your story. There are so many of us who have an important voice to share with this world, and I welcome that connection with you. As I journey to commit more every day to my truth, to learn to communicate it with the world and voice and connect with others who share my vision. So if your desire is to walk your talk and live your legacy, please reach out to me. You can reach me at 505-412-1817, and I welcome connection, collaboration, and conversation with you. Again, a huge thank you to Peter Shankman. How exciting. He's going to be live on Fox News here in a little bit, and he was very gracious to spend his time with us. You know, Peter talked a lot today about having fun, about connecting with others, about figuring out how you can reach out, help, love, and serve other people. And I encourage you to do that. I know that I will strive to do that each and every day in a more positive, gratitude-filled way. Because I do. I desire, as Peter does, to serve the world around me and to be that go-to person for you if nobody else is there. And so enjoy being all that you have been created to be. Thank you again for joining me here on Life Coach Radio Network, Walk Your Talk with Leanne. Again, a big reminder, please join me as I welcome Jonathan Kafferman, and that will be on June 18th at 1 p.m. His book is delightful, and I welcome your questions ahead of time or your thoughts, comments, and suggestions as we walk our talk into our legacy now lived. Until next time, be well, and God bless.